When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. You know you are country if you are barefoot more than shoe clad. But unprotected pods pay a price. On this National Go Barefoot Day, I am reminded of the 10-toe tab for walking in freedom. I vigorously scrubbed at the earth-stained and callous skin on the bottom of my country feet. A comforting soak in salted water helped soften them a bit. I then coated unrelenting crevices with scented layers of lotion, and I deeply massaged in creamy lanolin droplets. I swirled a tiny bristled brush into a sparkling copper-hued polish, and I painted wet streaks over short toenails in an effort to mask their unsophisticated, natural appearance. Still, they look like ugly feet with plenty of miles on them. And even when I try to put my best foot forward in a cute pair of summer sandals, my country pods reveal stains from dusty treks to the mailbox and downright muddy moments in the cow lot. I've established this habit of slipping into flip-flops for a quick trip out of doors, and for years have earned tan lines and tints that cosmetic pampering cannot obscure. I considered fake toenails in a brief, weak, and vain moment. It occurred to me it would be a total waste of money. Probably a pig would nibble it off, or I'd lose it as I was hoeing. And by the end of the week, when I needed my feet to feel and look their best, I was stuck with the original version and just hoped nobody would notice. Lo and behold, you guessed it, someone brought up the topic. I could almost feel my toes curling in like 10 little turtle heads shyly shrinking into their shells, but my tootsies had no place to hide behind a lacy horizontal strap, and neither did the cute black sandal's secondary straps align cooperatively with the broad white path that spread from between my first two toes and across the width of the top of my foot. Instead, they crisscrossed it, as if to highlight the pale pattern even further. All I heard that lady say was, "I think all feet are ugly." I didn't know whether to be relieved that my feet were in not so good company or embarrassed that they incited such sweeping hatred. Actually, it doesn't matter one bit how my feet appear. What matters most is that they get me where I need to go. Even scripture gives toes a good name. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, "Your God reigns." I found that in Isaiah 52:7. So how can feet be ugly when they have such a glorious job to do? This is Brenda Black. May God help us tread nobly as we swing the gate closed for today.